Angkor Wat seems to have been built with astronomical knowledge encoded into its layout, its courtyard, even its very walls. In the courtyard leading up to it, we see large stone statues, 54 asuras, or demons, and 54 devas, or angels. 54 is considered to be an astronomical number, specifically regarding precession of the equinoxes, and is frequently found next to other knowledge of precession of the equinoxes. Angkor Wat seems to be no exception. A large relief on its walls depicts the churning of the Sea of Milk, an old Hindu story about asuras and devas pulling a giant snake back and forth. In 1996, John Gribsey posited the existence of a correlation between the Angkor Temple complex and the constellation Draco. To be fair, his work is unpublished, so therefore it is hard to evaluate and has been criticized. However, if you were to view the constellation Draco from Angkor, over millennia it would appear like that giant snake in the sky was to slowly twist back and forth, much like the churning the Sea of Milk depicts on the walls of Angkor Wat.